Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's time, yes indeed, to get your humping today to going. Yeah, it's your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. It's the 11th of November, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Okay, Android users, I'm about to say a very taboo thing to you. Apple Music is now available for Android, and it's only in beta. Imagine that. Yes, Apple Music has finally made that jump over to the Android platform. And yes, of course, it's a free download, and you'll also get that 3-month free trial too. And of course, it'll be $9.99 a month after that if you wish to keep it. As for the app itself, well, it's pretty much a direct port over the iOS version. However, though, as I was saying before, it is in beta, so there's a lot more bugs than there is in the iOS version. There's also no support at the moment for music videos, but Apple says, yeah, it'll be coming, just hold on. And yes, while it's possible to stream your music on your Android device, that lack of an Android version of iTunes, well, that means you can't purchase individual tracks or albums. It's kind of like Apple saying, here, we're here to entice you with our service, and then we're hoping you're going to switch over to the iPhone. But you're still going to pay the same even if you're on Android. And get less. Yep, that sounds like Apple. Facebook Messenger's got a nice little nifty new feature for you that you probably didn't even know was there. Because this one's been kind of under the radar. And what it's going to help you do is make photo sharing a lot easier for you. The new addition is called Photo Magic. And pretty much what it does, it keeps an eye on your camera roll. And will automatically recognize pictures that feature your friends. This has a lot more than recognizing your camera roll, doesn't it? So say you're out with a bunch of your friends over the weekend, you're doing all those selfie shots. Ooh, aren't we cool? So pretty much what it does, of course, it goes into your camera roll. Facebook Messenger says, hey, look, that's your friends. You want to share that? And then you can share those pictures with your friends. Users on Android will have first dibs of trying this out. iOS is supposedly arriving shortly after. NVIDIA yesterday announced a new, it's not a video card, let's put it that way. No. This is like baby steps of building your first Terminator. It's called the Jetson TX1, and it actually fits in the palm of your hand, and it brings GPU-powered intelligence to development boards, drones, robotics, and whatever else you can think of. The little innards of the module include a 1 teraflop second 256-core Maxwell-based GPU, 4 gigabytes of DDR4 RAM, and they're also saying 25.6 gigabits. It's a second of bandwidth, and you've got 15 gigabytes of storage on board. According to NVIDIA's co-founder and chief executive, he says the ability for computers to learn, the ability for computers to write software itself and do seemingly amazing things, artificially intelligent things, he goes on to say, is revolutionizing web services. Yes, that's right. It's going to help your computer learn more about your computer. So if you're ready to get that Terminator project underway, you're going to have to cough up about $599 US. Oh, won't this make a great stocking stuffer for Christmas. The FCC, yes, the Federal Communications Commission, if you want the long version, has dismissed a petition filed by California nonprofit Consumer Watchdog asking the commission to require edge providers to honor do not track requests. The Consumer Watchdog Group actually named companies such as Google, Facebook, YouTube, Pandora, Netflix, and LinkedIn as just a few examples. They want to see these websites allow people to use their services without giving all their data in exchange. But apparently the FCC doesn't see it that way. No, just give your data. Now, really what the Consumer Watchdog wants from the FCC is to impose privacy rules on websites similar to the ones outlined under that new Section 222 of the Communications Act. That's the section actually that requires internet service providers to protect subscribers' data. But it kind of seems like the FCC's holding off on that section a little bit till they say, as quote, iron out a few things. And we all know how long it takes government to iron out a few things. So this proposal may never see the light of day. Fingers crossed, though. And finally, what do you hate most about going to? The doctor or the dentist? Yeah, it's the dentist, isn't it? Yeah, me too. I hate going to the dentist. I hate needles. Because it seems like every time you go there, the dentist always says, you know, you've got a cavity. And then out comes the drill, and then the pain comes after that. But scientists in Britain might be here to help us take the pain out of dentistry, at least for the minor ones. They have developed a new procedure called EAER, or for the long version, electronically assisted enhanced remineralization. Basically what it does, it can slightly repair decayed teeth before actually deep cavities form. And they call this an absolute painless procedure, because it involves cleaning, not drilling into your teeth. What it does is it flushes out the minerals and then it stimulates it with electric pulses. houses. So instead of getting drilled, we're getting zapped. But at least repairing those slightly damaged teeth because of our stupid laziness and neglect may get a little bit easier in the future. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website for all the great BTN shows. You got to get on over there and check it out at britishtechnetwork.com. While you're over there, too, if you love what we're doing here at BTN, please consider making a small donation to our patron fund. And, of course, if money's tight right now and you just can't do it at this very moment, well, there's other ways you can help out BTN. Just check it out over there at our support page. And everything's over there. There's so many things you can do to help out the BTN network. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can also follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your very late, as always, Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. We'll be getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day. Yay! And thank you so much, as always, for listening.